And now to a David versus Goliath legal case that's being heard today in the New South Wales Court of Appeal. 82-year-old Wendy Bowman has been battling against Chinese-owned mining company Yancoal for almost 5 years, refusing to sell her Hunter Valley property so that an open-cut coal mine in the area can be expanded. Today, the Court of Appeal is expected to decide whether a Land and Environment Court decision from last year that halted the mine's expansion is valid. Our reporter Lucy Carter has been following the case in Sydney and joins us now. Lucy, tell us a little bit about the history of this case.
Well, as you mentioned, this is a case that's been going through a variety of courts for about 5 years now. Wendy Bowman is an 82-year-old farmer. She has a 182-hectare property called Rosedale at Camberwell in the Hunter Valley. It's quite near Singleton. Now, it's been going through many courts, but specifically today's hearing is examining a ruling from last December in the Land and Environment Court that the mining company Yancoal's Ashton Southeast open-cut coal mine can only proceed if Mrs. Bowman agrees to sell her land. Now, that Land and Environment Court decision from last year is actually considered quite unprecedented, as it put conditions on and ultimately stopped operations despite technically allowing this to go ahead. Now, the Land and Environment decision allowed Yancoal to expand the Ashton open cut mine and operate for another 7 years, but only if all the neighbouring land in the coal lease area was acquired.
So, Lucy, as you say, this has been a lengthy legal battle. What impact has this had on Wendy Bowman?
Well, Wendy Bowman is a farmer. We understand she is still quite active on her property. She's also a passionate environmentalist and says she's fighting this case on behalf of the Hunter region. She says she has deep concerns about the potential environmental impact on the local creek and also agriculture and viticulture downstream in the Hunter Valley. But as you mentioned, this case has been going through the various courts for almost 5 years. Mrs. Bowman is now 82 and becoming increasingly frail. Now, she wasn't able to be here at court in Sydney today, but her friend Jan Davis, who is the president of the Hunter Environment Lobby, which is the defendant in this case, says the legal process is badly affecting Mrs. Bowman.
It's taken a big toll. She won't be here today. She's been with us at every opportunity at the court, and it's very hard for her, and we're hoping that she's just taking it easy today.
That's Jan Davis, the president of the Hunter Environment Lobby. With us is our reporter Lucy Carter. Lucy, what argument is the mining company Yancoal putting forward?
Well, Kim, we've been subjected to some incredibly dense legal argument this morning, and deciphering it has been quite a trick. There's been a lot of detailed examination of that December Land and Environment Court judgment. However, really, what's at the heart of the Yancoal argument? Is that last year's ruling with the condition relating to Wendy Bowman's property essentially made it impossible for them to start operations. So basically they're questioning the legality of that condition. Now, Brett Walker SC, who is acting for Yancoal, said, quote, "Why would you apply this poison pill that flies in the face of the approval process?" Mr. Walker also says that Mrs. Bowman's property isn't actually needed for the open cut mine per se, but it's required for the compulsory satisfactory remediation of the area once mining is finished in the area. Now, he's arguing that in allowing the mine to go ahead, but then only with Mrs. Bowman's, I suppose, blessing, that puts his client in a difficult position that they would have to act unlawfully to proceed with the mine. Now, he has just finished summing up his submissions, and we've just started hearing from Robert White, who is acting for the Hunter Environment Lobby, and he has actually just started his submissions, and they're expected to continue throughout this afternoon.
All right, our reporter Lucy Carter.